The case of a Waukesha stabbing is making headlines around the world. Prosecutors have charged two 12-year-old girls with stabbing a friend 19 times, nearly to death. According to the criminal complaint, the girls had been planning since December to kill their classmate in order to please a fictional online character. The crime has raised questions about how well children can separate fiction from reality, including in the virtual world. Joanne Cantor has studied the subject. She's a former professor at UW-Madison. Cantor spoke with Latoya Dennis about when children begin to decipher reality from fiction.
Understanding the difference between fantasy and reality, that develops and becomes pretty competent by first or second grade. So that would be like 6 or 7 years old. It's a gradual understanding. So when somebody is 3 or 4, they think that the Wicked Witch of the West is real. They think that little animals can talk when they see them talk in movies, that sort of thing. So you would think that, you know, by the age of 8, 9, or 10, a kid would always know the difference between make-believe and real. However, there's another kind of fantasy-reality distinction, the difference between fiction and reality. So if you see a story, at that age you may know that it isn't actually happening when you're watching it. Somebody wrote it. But as you get older, you also understand that fiction is usually based on reality. So let's say you see something about a murderer killing a child. You may understand that this actual thing didn't happen the way you saw it, but you do understand that murderers can kill children. So you can react very intensely to something like that. Then there's something even more complex, and that confusion lasts much longer, and for some people into adulthood, and that is the supernatural. So when you see a story about aliens attacking the United States, a lot of people believe that kind of supernatural powers exist, even into adulthood, and act accordingly.
Now, we obviously don't see a lot of cases like this, especially involving children so young. But if people believe in this sort of supernatural thing, even well into adulthood, then why don't we see more incidents like this?
There are often countervailing forces in a child's life that somehow they get a reality check with other areas of their lives. And I don't know what was going on in these children's lives where there was nothing, there was no break or barrier or no influence that could come between that. Because, you know, fortunately, media or the internet is not usually the only influence on a child. You know, there's parents, there's brothers and sisters, and what's really strange about this one, in my mind, is that this was two girls working together. Often you have, you know, one mentally ill child who builds a fantasy world on his own that's, you know, very dark and may try to act on it in some horrible way. But it's not very often that you have two people in which one doesn't say to the other, hey, maybe we should slow down, you know, maybe this isn't right, or that one doesn't tell a third person so that a third person might intervene.